KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Millions of Americans are traveling for this Thanksgiving holiday.
55 million of us, says the AAA, and most of us will drive. Drivers will get a break from last year on gasoline prices. AAA says the nationwide average for gas is $3.28 a gallon today. That's down from $3.63 a year ago. Air travelers will enjoy lower prices, too. Airfares in October were down 13% from last year. With all that good news, there is some advice for you from the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg. Check road conditions and flight times before you leave home. Heavy rain and snow showers along the East Coast could cause delays, say forecasters. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNews.com, in an AP interview, Rob Anders, who's a co-leader for the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, says it's especially important to think about the hostages as families gather for the Thanksgiving holiday.
A time when families should be together. People should be with their loved ones. There are, again, 238 people who people don't know where they are, where they slept last night, where they ate, and will certainly not be around the table.
Officials say Israel and Hamas have agreed to a 4-day ceasefire in the war. The breakthrough will facilitate the release of dozens of hostages held by terrorists, as well as Palestinians imprisoned by Israel, and bring a large influx of aid to the besieged territory. The truce raising hopes of eventually winding down the war. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. A sign the U.S. job market remains resilient despite higher interest rates. The Labor Department reports claims dropped by 24,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 170 points and the NASDAQ adding 100. This is SRN News. Support for abortion in this country is soaring.
According to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, 55% of respondents say a woman should be able to get an abortion for any reason, no questions asked. That's one of the highest levels since analysts started asking the question back in the 1970s. Democrats are the most pro-abortion. 77% support the procedure for any reason. The survey also reveals that 86% of Americans want access to abortion in cases of rape or incest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two teenage girls who are living as boys are suing the University of Missouri over its decision to stop providing sex change operations for minors. The federal lawsuit alleges that the university hospital is discriminated against the teens based on their diagnosis of gender dysphoria. Washington University Hospital in St. Louis also stopped performing the abortions on children after the law passed. This is SRN News. Chat GPT maker OpenAI returning to the company that fired him last week, ending a power struggle that shocked the tech world. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
OpenAI says in a statement, "We've reached an agreement in principle for Sam Altman to return as CEO and a new initial board." OpenAI's board of directors had refused to give specific reasons why it fired Altman on Friday. On Monday, Microsoft, which invested billions in OpenAI, hired him along with another of the company's founders who had quit in protest. That emboldened a threatened exodus from the company behind ChatGPT of nearly all of the startup's 770 employees who signed a letter calling for the board's resignation and Altman's return. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.